Welcome to the Leeds Church Institute podcast. LCI is a faith-based organisation for lifelong learning. You can find out more about the Leeds Church Institute by visiting lcileeds.org. In May of this year, LCI hosts an event looking at how we could better support refugees, asylum seekers and migrants in Leeds. We spoke to several of the organisations that came along to find out about their work and how people might get involved.
Hi, I'm Si Smith. I'm an illustrator and artist living and working in Leeds. Today we've just been doing a little art workshop with just a load of materials out and encouraging people to tell their stories using little 7-page booklets that we've been making. Well, I guess it comes out of an idea that art is about connecting people up and allowing people to tell their stories. So this is a way of, I guess, a kind of formalised way of helping people to tell their stories using words, images, symbols, whatever really. So I guess the idea of it is you get to tell your own story in your own way. It's not mediated by language or a kind of structured set of questions. So that's the idea of it really. We make a little 7-page booklet with a cover and you tell a story in whatever way you like. And for some people, it's just a little prompt. So the images are a way of talking about a story. And for some people, it's a self-contained thing. So that those images are the story and that's what you give people. Art connects in a very direct way. And it allows you to access stories and ideas and experiences in a very immediate way. So I guess the classic idea is that language is fixed, but art is open to interpretation. And that's not strictly true, but I think there is a truth at the heart of it, that there's something very democratic about an image. Words have a lot of kind of hidden histories and hidden meanings, and there are hierarchies in language and they are very fixed, whereas if you present someone with an image, everyone's response to that image is equally valid. So I think that's a helpful way of allowing people to tell their stories and to talk about their stories and to share those stories in a way that's kind of unmediated by language in a way. Having said that, in this group, some of the people chose to write. So I think if you are a kind of linear word-based person, there isn't a problem with that. So I do think, though, that actually images, there's a power in images and a democratic value in images that is very helpful in helping different cultures to connect with one another and speak to one another, really.
My name is Sarah. I'm an education worker who works for the charity Inter University, based in the Hillside Centre in Beeston.
My name is also Sarah, and I also work for Inter University with Sarah in Beeston.
We are a nationwide education charity that has local learning centres across the country, so there's over 30 centres, and there are 3 in Leeds. And we focus on working with students to help them gain either a place at university or another chosen aspiration. And we do this by providing an after-school learning support programme for students to help them with their homework and revision, working with students from the ages of 7 all the way to 18. And we also go into schools and deliver workshops as well. So in Leeds, we recognise that with our students, we are quite underrepresented in terms of having students that are refugees or asylum seekers. This is one of our primary criteria. So that means our criteria, we're funded to work with specific students, some being from low-income backgrounds, first generation to university, free school meals. And one of these is also refugee or asylum seekers. And we do not have many of these who come to our centres. So from today, we were hoping to kind of raise awareness of who we are, build relationships and network with other organisations who can signpost their clients to us, and also to speak with some refugees and asylum seekers as well, to kind of make them aware of our services.
We work with young people right from 7 up until 18, and we have about 150 students coming through our door every week. So not all on the same night, but across different nights. We've only been in Leeds for about 5 years, so we're starting to slowly see students that we might have worked with age 13, 14 when we first got here, then applying for university or applying for jobs or getting into the college that they want to get to. We see lots of different students every week. So we have volunteering opportunities available at our academic support that Sarah spoke about, what most of our young people attend. So it runs 4 nights a week, and our volunteers usually choose one of those nights to come along to, and they essentially work in a classroom environment and help our young people with whatever it is they're getting on with, whether it's homework, whether it's revision. They're a positive role model, they're a new adult for children to get involved with, and to share their experience, whether it's their job or their background or their experiences of education. We're always looking for volunteers at academic support. We'll be recruiting at the start of the academic year in September, and if you are interested, you can go on the Into University website, or you can email or call either of our two centres to find out how to apply.
My name is James Whiteley. I'm the Strategic Development Manager at Palm Cove Society. So Palm Cove Society offers secure housing for victims of Monday slavery, human trafficking, forced marriage, honour-based violence and domestic abuse. So we are based in Leeds and Bradford. We can accommodate up to 250 clients across both sites. We have a block of flats in the Leeds area, and we also have a housing estate in the Bradford area. What we like to do is we like to work with surrounding agencies to better our clients. And so what we would like in an ideal world is to work alongside agencies to signpost for anything from mental health support to activities which improves their well-being, to health support. And events like this are perfect for meeting new people and networking to better our clients and their own well-being.
Hi, my name's Jess Adams. I'm a social worker and I'm from the Welcoming Young Refugees Project. So the Welcoming Young Refugees Project is a partnership with about 15 local authorities across Yorkshire and Humber. And our aim is to recruit foster carers and supported lodgings provision for unaccompanied asylum seeking children and young refugees. So anyone who is over the age of 21 has a spare bedroom and has an interest in supporting young refugees is welcome to contact our project, and we aim to support you with the local authority assessment process and provide additional training to try and remove some of the barriers and assumptions that face refugees coming to this region. So we came here today because we wanted to meet other community groups and organisations in the region and try and tap into some of the networks that are already here and sort of share knowledge and ideas about how to recruit carers. So being a foster carer or a supported lodgings provider for a young refugee, we're looking for people who might have personal faith or shared faith, because often young refugees are coming from countries where they also have faith and will need support in that aspect of their identity. We're also looking for people who are already interested in working with refugees and young and asylum seeking children, because it's a really difficult process and it's hard to get your head around. So it's just useful having somebody there who can link into the community, show them sort of leisure options, get them back into education and support them to hopefully go through that process.
Bashir Siraj, work for Open Doors in Hull. Open Door is a basically project which was set up by Princess Avenue Methodist Church to help and support and welcome asylum seeker and refugee in Hull. Every day we come across so many stories, good stories, because the work we do is very good, and we can see through our work and through the work done by volunteers making difference in people's life, and we see change in our client lives every day when we see them coming in with sad face or going out with smiles, and then afterward when they come and they tell us, oh, thank you very much, and now we can see them building their confidence, their trust and their connection, their relation. That's all about our projects which we do. Most of our work is supported by churches and people with faith or no faith, and we work with people with no faith and other faith. We help them, support them, irrespective of race and creed. And we are getting on very well with all faiths, and most of our work is supported by churches and faith group as well.
We hope you enjoyed this podcast from the Leeds Church Institute. If you'd like to know more about the Leeds Church Institute, visit lcileeds.org.